This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar today. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit being hosted by the Odisha government and is aimed at positioning Odisha as the anchor of the Purvodaya vision as well as the leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Now we go over live to Bhubaneswar, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the inauguration session of the conclave.
अभी इंडोनेशिया के राष्ट्रपति जी आए थे और वो तो यहां तक बोल गए कि शायद मेरे डीएनए में ओडिशा है। साथियों, ये ओडिशा उस लेगेसी को सेलिब्रेट करती है जोड़ीसा को साउथ ईस्ट एशिया से जोड़ती है। अब 21वीं सदी में ओडिशा अपनी उस गौरवशाली विरासत को फिर से रिवाइव करने में जुट गया।
Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi, Union Ministers Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnav and many other senior officials and industry tycoons were present on the occasion. Odisha hopes to attract investment exceeding 5 lakh crore rupees with job creation projected to increase by 3.5 lakhs after the two-day-long Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha conclave. Odisha is geared up for a major industrial revolution, as it is set to take a giant leap at the two-day mega business conclave. The conclave aims to create a strong industrial infrastructure and position Odisha among the top 5 economic states in the country by 2036. More than 7,000 delegates, including envoys, investors and industrialists from India and 12 other countries, are attending the business conclave. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump yesterday and congratulated him on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India and the US are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership. He said both nations will work together for the welfare of the people and towards global peace, prosperity and security. The two leaders discussed expanding and deepening cooperation as well as a range of regional issues, including security in the Indo-Pacific, the Middle East and Europe. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 people died and over 40 others were injured in a stampede following the collapse of a makeshift stage at the Bhagwan Adinath Nirvan Laddu Festival in Baghpat today. The incident occurred when devotees climbed onto the platform to participate in the religious ceremony, leading to chaos and panic at the site. Several devotees were reportedly injured in the commotion. Baghpat District Magistrate Asmita Lal confirmed that 5 deaths had been reported so far, while 40 injured people had been rushed to different hospitals in Barot town. Rescue operations are underway. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to expedite relief efforts and ensure proper treatment for the injured. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow to ensure the safety of devotees. The government has implemented a robust 7-tier security plan. The Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no VIP zone. Around 3,000 CCTV cameras, including 328 AI-enabled cameras, have been installed across the Mela grounds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 38th National Games at the Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. Various guests, including Union Ministers, Indian Olympic Association and national players, will attend the opening ceremony. Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha arrived in Dehradun yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.